Kandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present Kandu, the magician. But before our play begins, may we say a word about a century-old tradition, the tradition of ironing day. Yes, Tuesday is ironing day in most American homes. And more than three generations of homemakers here in the West have discovered that clothes washed with White King are wonderfully easy to iron. That's because energetic White King suds not only wash off the surface dirt, the dirt you can actually see, they dig right down and wash out the deeply embedded dirt, the dirt you cannot see. Then they rinse away both suds and soil in your rinse water, freely and completely. Yes, free rinsing White King leaves your clothes so clean, your iron glides over the surface with the greatest of ease. Your clothes iron up quickly and slick as you please. So for smoother, speedier ironing, be sure to always wash your clothes with White King. Among all wash day soaps, there is none like White King. That's why you'll say, as thousands of homemakers do, I love White King. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Kandu the Magician, is certain now that the sinister Roxor, believed to have died in Malta, is still alive. And moreover, that Roxor has employed Dimitri as a secret agent because of Dimitri's knowledge of ancient evil sorcery. By his own occult powers, Chandler has forced Dimitri to come out of hiding, ostensibly to return stolen papers to Jan Metsos, the foreign minister, but in reality, to compel Dimitri to lift the black magic spell he has cast upon young Bob Regan. Chandler finds Dimitri in Metsos' library. He is reading with malignant satisfaction a letter from Roxor himself, denouncing Metsos for having been deceived by Chandler. Suddenly, the door bursts open, and despite Chandler's shout of warning, Lupu the Gypsy throws his glittering knife with deadly aim straight for Metso's heart. Kandu, the magician.
Very well planned, Mr. Chandler.
Get out of my way, Dimitri. Edrich! Where are those fellows?
Trying to catch your gypsy. Metsos is beyond help. I congratulate you.
It's like you to think I planned this.
Unfortunately, though, you will now have to deal with me.
I mean to.
You gave Metsos what might be called a sporting chance. You told him the gypsy meant to kill him. Admirable.
Listen to me, Dimitri. I want you to come up to the castle.
My dear Mr. Chandler, a social call at such a time?
It's far from social. I suppose you'll be the new foreign minister when Roxor gets the news. So do what must be done about Metso's body and come up to the castle.
This sounds like an ultimatum, Mr. Chandler.
Call it what you like. You'll come of your own accord or I'll bring you there.
I'm beginning to see what is on your mind. You have discovered my friendship for Bob.
Just be there, that's all.
Oh, I'm sorry. But with Metso's death, I shall not have time.
I'll expect you, Dimitri. And this time you can come to the front door. Dorothy! Dorothy, where are you?
Up here. Oh, kind, I thought you'd never come.
Yeah, I got back as soon as I could. Where's Bob?
He and Betty are both gone.
Gone?
I can't find them anywhere. Did you see Dimitri?
Yes, and there's no time to lose. Where did you see them last?
In Bob's room. Frank, they aren't there now.
I just want to see if... Bob's flashlight's not here.
What?
Doc, they've gone down to the cellars.
After all we've said about it. Well, I'll go and get my flashlight.
Now, don't stop for that. There are candles in the portrait gallery. They must have gone that way. I only hope they're still down there.
Oh, I can still hear Dimitri laughing at me the other day in the cafe when I told him to keep away from Betty and Bob.
Yes, I know. Very sure of himself.
Do you mean you couldn't force him to come back with you? Frank, what'll happen to Bob?
Yeah, wait a minute, Don. I'll light some candles.
And no, Betty. Oh, they did come this way. The door to the stairway's open. Oh, hurry, Frank.
Watch where you're going. You can break your neck on these stairs.
Listen. That drum.
Well, you heard it before, Dot. The first time we opened the door. It's been echoing through these halls for centuries.
Oh, I remember. You said...
Dimitri must have begun this infernal spell of his that morning he came to take Bob riding.
What?
Well, don't you remember how Bob flared up at you and said you were treating him like a child? Dimitri put that in his head.
Oh, but that was nothing. You expect a boy to say that once in a while.
It was just the beginning. Well, I should have known. Whether you did or not.
Oh, at least she's all right. We're coming, darling. Oh, you poor child down there in the dark.
Bob took the flashlight, and that drum kept on. Oh, Mother.
Oh, darling, don't cry. Why didn't you come upstairs?
I was going to, but then Bob...
Where is Bob, Betty?
In there. See, with the green light under the door.
Good Lord.
Bob said he had to talk to Dimitri.
Oh, Betty, why didn't you tell me?
He wouldn't let me. He thought if he could find the black magic room, Dimitri'd know it somehow and come there.
How long has he been in there?
Oh, it seems like forever. We found it right away. It's just like that black magic place under the sphinx.
Bob?
Yeah?
What's the matter with him?
He's been in here for more than an hour, exposed to all the black forces of the ages. Bob.
Oh, do something. Take that little image out of his hand.
He must give it up himself, Dot.
Oh, don't wait for that. Get Dimitri here.
He is here. He must be. Well, Dimitri?
Yes, I am here, Mr. Chandler, in the shadows beyond the altar. You have brought them all to me at last.
Dimitri, what have you done to my son?
Even in the green light of the pagan altar, you are beautiful, madam. Even when you have become one of the lost ones, you will...
That's enough.
You do not regard my power so lightly now, Chandu the magician.
You will release my nephew from this evil spell.
It has come, then. Once again, as I have seen it often. Good against evil. You shall see which is stronger.
We shall indeed.
Ahriman, Prince of Darkness, remember. Ween from the River of the Dead, remember.
Oh, stop him, Frank. Stop!
Leave this to me. Take Betty and go up to your room.
You need not go, Betty, my little friend.
Go on, Dot. Now.
Betty, come on.
Well, later. Now, Bob, tell your uncle you are free of him and your charming mother. Tell him.
Bob, put down that image of evil and listen to me.
I won't. I don't have to take orders from anybody. I'm going to Paris with Dimitri.
Drop that pagan image on the altar.
You stay away from me. I hope I never see you again. Or Mom either.
You are too late, Mr. Chandler. You cannot overcome the secrets of ancient Egypt.
No. And don't try any of that black magic of yours on me either, Uncle Frank. It's the bunk.
In the name of the three times three, I summon all the forces of good in the universe. By the secrets of the East, the mystic symbol of the lotus, the power to defeat this evil thing is mine. Listen, Dimitri.
Do you hear that? I am not fighting your black magic alone. The ones you have marked for dishonor and death will be saved.
No. They are not the first to walk the paths of darkness because of me.
Get out of here, Uncle Frank. You'll never beat him.
You hear that, Chandu? You are weak, as the good are always weak.
Love is stronger than hate. Good is stronger than evil.
Ahriman, help me!
He cannot. Your altar light is dying. The wind from the river of the dead has blown away to its black source.
Ahriman, Ahriman, I summon you back!
Servant of Satan, your power for evil is broken.
No, I will not listen.
But you will look. Come. Drop the image on the altar.
No, you will not.
Drop it.
No!
Bob, you are free.
Oh, Uncle Frank, you got here just in time.
I'm so sorry, Mother. Bob tried over and over to tell me about Dimitri. I thought he just meant he'd promised him. I didn't know.
Oh, of course you didn't, dear. Come on. We'll go into my room and lock the door.
Uncle Frank will fix Dimitri. You'll see. My mother! Look at Uncle Frank's room.
What on earth?
Everything's upside down.
His clothes scattered all over the floor. Why, who could have been up here?
It couldn't have been Dimitri, could it?
Well, why should he? Let's see. My room's been searched, too.
Searched? Oh, look at all your things. Pulled around.
My ring's gone.
The big emerald Uncle Frank brought you from India?
Yes. Betty, you stay here.
Where are you going?
To look in your room.
Oh, Mother, what's the matter?
There's something up here right now. I saw it. Down there at the end of the hall.
It? Wasn't it a man?
I saw its eyes looking at me. Like the eyes of an enormous cat.
Before we ring down the curtain on Chandu the Magician for tonight, may we ask you ladies an important question. Would you like to know how to overcome hard water problems? How to use and care for your automatic washing machine? Then send right now for White King's brand new wash book entitled Washing Made Easy. It is a gift to you from Chandu in exchange for just one White King soap box top. Washing Made Easy was compiled by White King's own staff of wash day experts. They made thousands and thousands of calls on you homemakers throughout the West to discover just what your washing problems really were. And we will mail you this wonderful White King wash book, postpaid, if you will mail one White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Do you have any special wash day problems? Then let White King's staff of wash day experts answer them for you. Send your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.